It's January 8th, 2016. It's Friday. About, what time is it? 1:40 p.m. And I'm hiking here. I take pictures of these mountains that had a lot more snow yesterday. It doesn't take much to, especially at the 5, 6, 7,000 foot level. You know, if it's in direct sun, it's gonna, the sun, snow's gonna melt pretty quickly. It was only, it was 41 degrees at my starting place, so it's not that cold today. Not much of a breeze either. But I take pictures of the mountains, but it's hazy. They did a bunch of chemtrailing this morning, and this whole area is got a mist over it. And so, you know, I've got enough pictures of toxic skies. Not going to stop. And, you know, although it did take a few shots of this fucking mistletoe everywhere. I mean, I would say 80% of the woody shrubs, you know, anything from like 3 to 7 feet tall, that's a perennial. It's got this mistletoe on it. I haven't seen the yucca or the Joshua trees come down with it yet. So I guess the succulents, but I'm sure there's the bastards at the helm here steering us into the abyss. I'm sure they've got some multivalent, some multifunctional genetic disruptor that's got a little disease for everybody, a little parasite for everyone. You know, I doubt that they would forgive the succulent kingdom or whatever it is, you know, that species. But yeah, everything's getting, it's just being fucked by this mistletoe. I masturbated on the way here. I was, you know, I had made a voice memo earlier today, and I still had another half hour to go, and just decided to stimulate myself and see if, because I just have a lot of tension. I mean, I've got, my gut is not doing well, even though I've laid off the dairy greatly, you know, no cheese hardly, you know, just, I mean, I've been eating pretty well. Maybe I've been eating too much, but I've been exercising and sleeping a lot. But it could be the case that it's, you know, I am in that room directly underneath the dish transmitter. And it's not just over the center of the room, it's on the edge of the room, pointing towards where my bed is, but upward. So, but any of the lobes of energy, they're coming out, and it's probably not a room I should stay in next time. Although still better than my mother's place. I'm feeling better back here, and I'm just going to remain hopeful in a state of openness that when I'm living in a, you know, when I'm permanently residing in an area where I've got reduced EMF, and that means better than what I have at that motel right now, that I will be able to think better. I've just got to be open to that. Like I said, I've been, hell, you know, this is 2 days in a row of a 4-hour hike, and this ought to be stimulating healing in me and revitalization. But so far, I mean, I've seen it in my skin, a bit in my emotional state, but not in the longevity or the intensity of my intellectual work. That is still in the subpar zone, big time. And I'm just hopeful that I can turn that around. Anything else to report here? No, just that I'm thinking more clearly up here. Feel less pressure on me. And I go back to work on Monday. That'll be, I paid for Monday as a part of my motel stay, but yeah, I'm not tenured yet with this particular employer, so I don't want to take any chances. I don't want to work for them. I don't want to be where I am, but until something better comes up, I need to suck it up and just do my best there, which means showing up the first day of work after a 3-week vacation. You know, I'm not at liberty to, you know, I shouldn't be so confident that I couldn't alienate my employer. And that's it. You know, there was a bunch of news yesterday driving the a spike in gold and silver prices, but now they've all come back down again. But you know, as you would expect, I bought into the momentum of the move up, and now it's down 2% from where I bought it yesterday. Although I had made an intellectual promise of mine to wait for a drop of 10%. You know, wait for it to, you know, silver right now is at about $14 an ounce, $13.95, and I was going to wait till it was in the 12 somewhere. And just figuring that the bastards would do it at some point along the way. But then I guess, even though it annoys me that on a, let's say a 300 ounce buy, 25 times 300, yeah, it's $75 that I could have converted that to 5 more ounces of silver. But that's just not the way I want to look at it. I don't like to give my investments a lot of thought. And I just, you know, this whole scrutinizing the price action in the stock market, whether it's stocks or it's the spot price for various commodities, I'm much more inclined to just, if I believe in the long-term viability of the strategy, to just buy and hold and wait for it to get to a place where I've made a profit and I can sell it. And it's been a disaster for the most part. All I've done to date is I did sell 3 $500 face value bags of Kennedy half dollars. You know, I paid, let's just say, you know, $2,000 or so a bag, and I sold them for over $5,000 a bag because silver had gone up that much, and so that was a tripling, and so I walked away from that transaction with, let's just call it $10,000, which, you know, today's, you know, when I was making $80,000 a year, that's like a tenth of my salary that I just got for free. But you know, now that, you know, price, you know, silver was at the time that I sold it maybe $40 an ounce, and now it's down to 14, probably going, you know, even lower. But it's a negative mindset. I want to be hopeful that it goes up. And I just need to be patient and wait for the time when it is considerably higher. And then sell some as I need to pay bills or buy a home, develop property, whatever it is. And it just means that you need to be very patient. And I suppose the, you know, there are people who argue that the only way you're really going to move forward in this environment is either you've got skills that you can sell, you know, moonlighting, second job, whatever it is, that you can have additional income, or you get into some sort of a real estate rental, you know, you rent property to someone, or you invest in stocks that pay dividends of 2%. Some in other countries, you know, pay 6 or 7% on their dividends. And the arguments against that, even though that might be a viable long-term strategy, is that some people believe that a number of stock markets are very overvalued, and that they may come down in a half in price. And so that would not be a wise strategy right now. And so the idea is you should hold cash, but then there's laws on the books to bail in or confiscate a large portion of the depositors' savings to shore up the malinvestment, you know, the poor performing assets or derivatives or whatever the hell these banks have speculated on. And they want to hold us, you know, to account for their own mismanagement, but that's the way the law is right now. I don't agree with them. So I don't really want to hold cash either. You know, there's fear everywhere. And so I've just decided to sit in precious metals, and you know, I'm 80% sure that in the next 10 years, I'll be able to recoup my investment in the metals. But I have no idea in the next 3 or 4 years what's going to happen. You know, it could be war, collapse, government confiscation of all sorts of assets, including precious metals. Who knows what's going to happen? But I trust precious metals more than government promises at this point. And of course, my broadest exposure to risk, in my opinion, is my hoping that I have a quality of life available to me with my retirement income from the California State Teacher Retirement System, which is one of the strongest and largest retirement systems and or pension funds in the country or in the world. And you know, if the government's going to mess around with anything, they're going to go after the pensions. But if I can just hang on, I've only got 11 years into California, and I need at least 14 more, if not 19 more, to really retire well. But that's all within the scheme of current considerations, you know, current reality. And everything can change. It's just with government policies and world wars, and who knows? Who knows what set of rules are going to be applied 10 years from now or 15 years from now? You know, you could ask yourself, in Nazi Germany, the government employees, were their retirement promises, you know, were their pension payouts you know, did they, were they paid their pensions after the end of the war? I bet you not. I bet you the whole thing went bust. And they said, you know what? You know, the victor said, too fucking bad. You were working for the wrong government. And your 30 years of service to Germany, starting in, you know, 1915 or whatever. You know, 20 of those years were under, or at least 15 of those years were perhaps under reasonable governments. You know, not your fault. You didn't want a fascist state. And then you just find out one day, hey, you work for a very bad government, and any obligations to you are null and void. And so, you know, that could happen, in which case, you know, I'll need my precious metals, even my precious metals, to perform well even more. So, I guess this bottom line is I need to be healthy enough to continue working till I'm 70. That's my goal right now, just to stay well enough, and which means I need to be in a work location where I'm able to succeed, and I'm where my health is not so undermined. And so I'm just hopeful that that does occur for me. I continue to work towards it, but the last year and a half, maybe 2 years at the end of this school year, have been a real disaster for my health. In terms of grain, quality of my thinking, my gut, weight, everything. It's just been a pure horror. And I'm sure that the increased toxicity, you know, the increased heavy metal content of the air around me has not helped. And the increased exposure to EMF that everyone is experiencing, I'm sure that none of that, those have also contributed to my illness. But it's been most especially, well, the social, political dimension of my job last year was off the charts bad. Never had such a bad principal. And then secondly, it was just the sight. Never in my worst dreams, I think, of being at such a school in terms of EMF exposure. But I just had no other choice at the time. Over and out.